Back now with Day to Day, the publishing world still buzzing about how Judith Regan was fired by the giant book publisher HarperCollins last week. She made headlines by trying to publish a tell-all book by O.J. Simpson. Joining us is John Dimsdale from Marketplace. John, this story is still resonating, but why?
Well, I don't think it's because many people were surprised that Judith Regan has been fired. You know, her effort to publish the Simpson book sparked a huge outcry of criticism and had become an embarrassment for HarperCollins and its parent company, News Corp. But it's the way she was fired that's now getting some attention. According to HarperCollins, Regan was having a phone conversation Friday with a lawyer for the company about her next book, which is a novel about the baseball player Mickey Mantle. And during the course of that phone conversation, Regan accused the company of not supporting her during the flap over the Simpson book, and said there was a Jewish cabal of company executives and editors and agents out to get her. And it was that anti-Semitic remark that the company says led to her firing.
And this was just this last Friday. What does she say about it?
Well, she denies using the term Jewish cabal, although admits to saying there was a cabal of HarperCollins employees who were lying about her role in the Simpson book. And she did say that Jewish people should understand more than anybody else what it is to be the victim of lies. But Regan's lawyer says the company has libeled her and he plans to sue HarperCollins.
So why is this such a big deal in the publishing world, John?
Well, it's become an interesting moral tale about the book-selling business. Judith Regan was a very successful publisher. She had a good ear for projects that courted controversy and sold lots of books. She obviously went too far with the O.J. Simpson book, in which he essentially admitted to killing his ex-wife and her friend. When the CEO of News Corp finally put the kibosh on the project, many in the publishing industry agreed that the book went beyond the bounds of taste, and they supported censoring it. But now some are questioning whether it's hypocritical for editors and publishers to invoke a high moral tone when they know that catering to the public's taste for controversy is good for business. An editorial in the latest Publishers Weekly by the editor-in-chief Sarah Nelson says she's skeptical that Regan's firing means the book business has refound its soul. Here's what she writes. It's a business, and if publishing to the lowest common denominator is what makes companies profitable, then that's the kind of publishing we're going to continue, at least sometimes, to do. So all this is generating a lot of soul-searching in the book business. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll take a look at the lengths American expatriates working abroad have to go to reproduce the spirit of Christmas.
Thank you, John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace from American Public Media.